All right, let's head over to something much more serious. He's probably already hung up going, yeah, I'm not going to get on that show. Bruce Thatcher. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bulldog. Good to be with y'all.
Are you sure? Have you been hearing the conversation? I don't know if you really want
to. Oh, for a minute.
Yeah, okay. It's amazing the intelligent topics we talked about here.
No comment.
Enough said. All right. Bruce is the author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. What are the perils of immigration, Bruce?
The perils of immigration are that we get something we're not expecting. The perils are that we're getting a lot more immigrants than we ever planned to, that they are not the immigrants that we thought we were going to get, and as a result, those folks are going to be in this country permanently and maybe not contributing in exactly the ways that we had planned.
Okay, and now why would we think we were only going to get the ones that who we wanted to get?
It goes back to 1965 when the current law policy was passed, the Hart-Celler Act. In the Hart-Celler Act, the testimony before Congress and the proponents of the act stated that this policy was going to first result in no more than 270,000 immigrants per year coming to this country. We're now up to 1 million plus.
That's legal, Bruce? Legal immigrants or illegal immigrants?
We're talking legal immigrants only.
Okay.
Illegal immigrants are on top of that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
The proponents also said that it would not change the demographics of the country. Obviously, it's made great changes.
See.
And the proponents said that it would enhance the economy of the country. And, in fact, most of the immigrants who come in are not economic-based at all. So, but by that I mean they're not workers coming in to fill major economic voids in the country.
Okay.
Exactly different things have occurred than what the proponents of the bill said were going to occur.
Okay. So you're saying how to avoid the perils and make it work. How do we make immigration work at this point,
well,
where we're at now?
Yeah, the first thing we got to do is stop just talking about illegal immigration, because all the pundits and the Congress people talk about how they're going to fix illegal immigration and how they're going to deal with the illegal immigrants who are here, and those are problems, to be sure. But they're not the major problems, because we're getting something like 60% of all those million immigrants a year who come in legally are coming in with no numerical restrictions whatsoever. They are coming in just based upon the fact that they are family of immigrants or naturalized citizens who are already here. What we need to do to start out with the discussion is instead talk about what it is we want immigration to do for us. You know, what overall do we want immigration to serve? What interests of this country do we want immigration to serve? That could be economic health. It could be demography, national identity, economy, any number of things, but those aren't defined anywhere. And like a pundit said a long time ago, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, and that's where we are with our immigration policy. We need to give it direction, say what it is we want it to do. Once we've done that, and that's the toughest argument of all, because that's what nobody wants to talk about. They want to talk about frittering around the edges of things. Once we establish that, step number one, then we can make sure we have the laws and practices that implement and control that kind of thing.
Well,
regardless.
Okay, let's get to the law. How do you? Yeah, I think it's very simple, and I guess I just always thought it was a very easy thing to do. I don't blame the immigrants, the illegal immigrants that come in. Because if I were somebody living in that, and I'm just using Mexico for an example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I was living in Mexico and I had this awful life, I would do everything I can to better myself, because the rumor is you come over this way and it's a lot better. If for them, correct? I mean, I think we agree with that.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm coming over, and I get here, and it's great, and then I get picked up, and they send me back to where I was. Well, as soon as they turn around and leave, I'm going to try to get back over again. You can't blame me. I'm trying to better my life. I think the easy solution is if you're a landlord and you rent to them, you're fine. If you're an employer, you're fine. And that way you have no – take care of the people that are letting these people do it. You have no control over the immigrants.
I think you're absolutely right. And I don't think anybody could quarrel with that point. If I were in Mexico and looking for a good job or to better myself economically, I'd do exactly the same thing.
Absolutely.
We had a program from the mid-40s until 1965 called the Bracero Program that systematically provided for workers to come over from Mexico and work in the primarily in agricultural, but not just agricultural areas in California and Texas and elsewhere. And that worked fine for 20 years. And that program was canceled.
Why?
The current immigration policy was put in.
Why was it canceled, and how did it work perfectly? I mean, there were no Americans looking for the job at the time. I mean, where was unemployment?
Essentially, during that period of time, there was a shortage of workers in various areas, just as there is now in various areas. And
well, but Bruce, let me interrupt you. Do you think there's a shortage of workers sometimes because of the job of the areas you're talking about? Because we have all these entitlement programs that make it easier for you to live and do nothing and just work under the entitlement program than it is actually to get off your ass and work.
I don't think that's the case with most of the immigrants.
I'm not saying the immigrants. I'm saying you're talking about the areas of work. Where you know people, I think there's a lot of people that won't do it because why should I do that when the government is going to take care of me because I'm entitled to a cell phone? I hate that.
Yeah, I do too. That's probably a different discussion, but there's no question that many of the jobs that these immigrants will take and where there are shortages. Aren't because there aren't people, aren't because there aren't citizens,
right.
But because our citizens won't do those jobs.
Right. Okay.
It's easier for them. They can make more money not doing it.
Right. Okay. So we agree on that part. So how do I make the immigration? What would you do? Let's say I put Bruce Thatcher in charge. By the way, we're speaking with Bruce Thatcher, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, I just put you in charge of this. What do you do? You just won the presidency. Congratulations.
I won the presidency.
Mr. President Thatcher. Okay.
Okay.
Business. Yeah, I should call him Prime Minister. Oh, go ahead.
I would not start with the illegal immigration problem. I'd start with the basic problem, and I would establish a fixed and meaningful and managed number of total immigrants that could enter the country. We theoretically have that, but we really don't because 60% of them aren't subject to any of those numerical limits. I'd establish a limit, and I'd make it so that it could be lowered, be a lower limit during times of economic problems in this country, and then I would let the market work in terms of who comes in. We have so many restrictions on who can come into this country in terms of employable workers that by the time the Department of Labor and all the other politicians decide whether there's really a need, the need maybe has gone away. I personally know somebody who took 8 years for him to be approved to come to this country legally and work because of all of the red tape and mishmash they have to go through. So I would streamline. I'd put together a guest worker program that was temporary to fill shortages, that would take the pressure off this illegal across the border immigration problem, and make it easy for the workers who are needed on a temporary basis to come here and work. And then once that's done, then I think we can bring the problem of of undesired aliens under control. Our border is very controllable if we'll just do it. We can't stop everybody from coming in, but we can make it so that it is a manageable situation once the other pressures are reduced.
How do you make that border manageable without building a giant wall around us?
Yeah.
Well,
the first thing you do is, as I've already mentioned, is you reduce the pressure or you reduce the demand in this country by having this guest worker program
that brings in
workers.
Gotcha.
And then the jobs that are available for them get filled by legal temporary workers. So there's not the same attraction to bring so many across. Once you reduce that, then a border patrol can more effectively handle it. The other thing to keep in mind is that we keep talking about the border, but more than 50% of the illegal aliens in this country come into the country legally on temporary, like guest or
right.
tourist visas.
Yeah. Student visas.
And then overstay the visa. Yes. So we get to where should the enforcement take place? And it needs to take place at the workplace. It needs to take place using the government databases that exist to see who's overstayed their visa and then to track them down. We don't do that at all.
No.
We don't do that.
No, we don't. Hey, Bruce, unfortunately, we're short on time. We need to run, but I want to let everybody know where to get your book. Where can they get the book, Immigration?
You can get it most easily and most directly on my website, which is historyspeakstoday.com. You can also get it on amazon.com.
Okay, your website is
Barnes & Noble.
Historyspeakstoday.com?
History Speaks Today is the website. Historyspeakstoday.com.
Okay.
The book is Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work.
All right, and President Bruce Thatcher. How about that, Mr. President?
Right. I like the sound of it.
There you go. President Bruce Thatcher. All right. Thank you, Bruce.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.